Most candidates for office focus on what they'll do if elected, perhaps indicating the sometimes sorry state of politics. The campaign website for Doug Zwonk prominently declares what he won't do, namely engage in partisan bickering or be a placeholder for party line votes. He calls himself an independent Democrat, and his biggest issue is the state's $2.7 billion budget deficit. It's not an issue that resonates with this voter Zwonk spoke to at the Westside Madison Community Market.
Budget is the big issue this year, and
well,
the debt.
You know, budget isn't everything.
Equally as important an issue and just as overlooked, according to candidate and attorney Fred Wade, is the broad veto power of Wisconsin's governor, which allows that officeholder to change sections of bills ignoring legislative intent. Here's Wade at a candidate forum for the five Democrats.
It's just a total contradiction to the very idea of democracy, the very reason that we have a legislature.
At that campus event, each of the five Democratic candidates expressed support for the UW, K-12 education, job growth, and strong protection for the environment. A lot of their positions on issues are similar, which can lead to questions like this one, posed to candidate Diane Hesselbein by a man at a weekend farmer's market.
So what stands out between you and Brett Halsey?
Both are Dane County Board supervisors. Hesselbein explained that one difference is illegal immigration. She does not think information about all aliens should be shared with U.S. Customs Enforcement. Hesselbein says there should be discretion, depending on the severity of the offense. Voters aren't just wondering how the candidates stack up against one another. Wade says they also want to know how candidates compare to the longtime legislator who's leaving.
Most common question I get as I go door to door is, will you be like Spencer Black?
The short answer, Wade says, is yes. Like Black, he supported the Clean Energy Jobs Act, an independent DNR secretary, and groundwater protection, all of which failed to pass last session. Former Sierra Club Representative Halsey also gave a nod to the retiring legislator he hopes to replace.
Issues are big, and they're going to be hard to fill. But I think I can step right in.
Stepping in was exactly what candidate John Imes did when he waded into a greenish, weedy Lake Mendota to prove a point about the state of Madison's lakes and how they should change over the next decade.
You should be able to see your feet in the water if you're standing in waist-deep or chest-deep water.
Imes, the executive director of Wisconsin Environmental Initiative, believes runoff from development could be reduced by streamlining the permit process for eco-friendly builders.
If it's normally 4 to 6 months to get your approvals, well, for you, we're going to get it done in 4 to 6 weeks.
The five Democrats are vying for an assembly seat held by Spencer Black for 26 years. The winner of that primary will face Green candidate Ben Mansky, David Olson from the Constitution Party, and Republican Dave Reddick in the general election. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.